Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara. Alan Devine has joined us in studio. You're very welcome, Alan.
Good morning, Trina. Thanks so much for having me here. A lovely sunny day in Dublin.
You're welcome. And Alan is a very accomplished actor. You might tell our listeners some of the stuff. I say you hate doing this now, but tough. You might tell us some of the things that you've starred in because they can hear your voice, but they can't see your face.
I know. Well, it's been a funny week because the amount of people have come in to see the show and they're kind of saying, oh, I remember you in Glenroe and in Fair City and in The Vikings, Valhalla and Bodkin and Harry Wilde. So an awful lot of, I've been 35 years on the go.
He only looks about 36, but there you go. So Fair City, for example, we would have a huge amount of listeners who love Fair City. Who'd you play in that?
He was a character called Louis Gleason. He was quite misunderstood. Yeah, he was a tricky customer who was always right. So he was there, but that was about 10 or 12 years ago. And the actor who's working with me on the show, our theatre show at the moment, he's Craig Connolly, and he also plays Fergal Boyle in Fair City. So right. I think he's another tricky customer in Fair City.
Because do people think when you're an actor, right, and especially when you do, say, a soap like that, do people think that's who you are? They kind of don't separate the character from the real you.
Yeah, a lot of the time some people do it because I suppose if you're in somebody's living room, for half an hour, four days a week, you become part of their talk, their dialogue, their stories. And, you'd have people come up to you saying all sorts of things, Some people are nice, some people are a bit over the top, but,
What would they say to you?
They come and call you names. I remember I was sitting, my children were very young, I was sitting in a bakery and we were just having, buns with my children and some guy came up and said, you're an awful
can't say on the radio, right?
And I kind of went, okay, thanks, but I'm just having breakfast with my kids, so. He went, oh, sorry. So I think he was trying to be funny, but yeah, so it's they buy into
even
it.
When
but,
you just,
but that's great, Trina. I mean, it means then that they've got the character and
you've done your job.
And everyone likes to boo the bad guy and cheer the good guy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't mind being booed every now and then.
Yeah, do you like being the bad guy then?
It's usually good fun because, you're poking the bear. People kind of, they get upset with you. They get annoyed with you. So it means, that's always good fun.
Because I know you're an actor, but I'm talking to you here and I'm going, I can't imagine you losing it altogether, losing your temper or very calm person.
I'm probably on or off. I'm probably very high or very low. So there's no middle ground with me.
Okay, we won't annoy him today.
Okay.
And then talk to me about going way back, like the Veronica Guerin
Guerin, that was a long time ago too. And that was great. I was only in about three scenes, but because I was playing a character called the monk, everyone's still
no one's heard of him.
That's it.
You were Jerry Hutch.
That's in Veronica Guerin, yeah. And I mean, at the time, the director kind of said, "Look, we just want this character to be different from all the other kind of bad guys in it or characters." So it was great fun. It was really
because actually, in the last few months, because he ran for election and everything, and we saw a lot of media coverage of him and. It was for the first time really that I knew what he spoke like.
Yeah.
Didn't know the accent.
Yeah.
So how did you kind of
I didn't. I mean, really, it was just had to make it up.
Yeah.
As I say, they just
guesswork.
Said, just
then.
You watch what those other guys are doing and be different to them and just make them slightly different. And that was it. It was in the story itself,
Yeah.
And where we're working at the moment in the show in the Glassmass Theatre, their next show that's coming up is about the monk. It's called The Monk.
Really?
And it's a whole show, a one-man show by Rex Ryan about Jerry Hutch.
Wow, so loads of interest. Are you going to be in that?
No, I won't. No.
Oh, God, they should have cast
that'd
you.
That'd be Rex.
So speaking of this play that you're doing at the moment, it's in the Glassmass Theatre. Where exactly is that?
It's on Dawson Street, the Bestseller Theatre Cafe. So it's a restaurant and cafe by day, and then it's transformed at 5:30 every evening into
that.
A theatre. And you can come in. There's a lovely vibe in Atrina. You can come in, sit down at 6:30, have a glass of wine or a cup of tea, some food, and then we'll put on a show and then you're out of there at 20:20.
Go away. Love this. Because we're all so tired, aren't we?
Well, it means if you're in the city and you're working, it means you don't have to go home, get dressed up and go out to the theatre.
I know, the effort of that.
Yeah, and then you're out until 10 or 11 o'clock at night and you can't have any fun. So, it's a lovely place. So it's a new play by Lee Coffey and it's kind of set in Dublin. About a man, and it's very much it's the old storytelling tradition. Really, it's you're kind of almost if you meet somebody that you used to know back in the day, a guy that or a person that was in around the gang in the scene went to school with, and you haven't seen them in 20 years, and you kind of go, God, what happened? And our story unravels what happened to this character, how he ended up down his luck, the decisions he made,
yes.
Things that happened to him, and so there's two of us on stage for 75 minutes, lots of characters. It's very fast moving, very exciting. and it's a love story and a puzzle at the same time. So it's mm-hmm. it's really great. We're getting great
reactions. That is really intriguing, because we do often think about that, don't we, in our own lives, you know, the people that we went to school with, or you can, I wonder what they're doing now, yeah. or you might see snippets if they're on social media, and then other people, it's almost as if they've disappeared off the face of the earth, yeah. and then you might hear something. Yeah. About them.
And really important to sit down with them and kind of say, mm. how are you? I mean, a friend of mine I haven't seen since 1995 arrived at the show. He was living in America and he was there at the show last week, and I barely recognized him. It was just great to catch up with him. And it's the same when you're sitting on the Lewis and you see all these people in the Lewis, and then you see the people on the streets, you kind of wonder, I wonder what happened there. I wonder what their story is.
Yeah. I'm such a nosy person that I almost feel like asking, but you can't, like.
Oh, well, sometimes I think if you can ask, you know, I mean, if they don't want to talk about it, it's okay. But I think a lot of people want to talk. I mean, people love telling their stories. We love to tell our story, even if we're starting at the bottom, or if we're very successful. We all have a story, you know. So I think it's I think we're naturally open to telling stories.
And I'm naturally nosy. That's
good.
It.
Perfect match.
The show is called Jigsaw. Jim has lost everyone and everything he ever loved: his daughter, his mother, his wife, and he's on the streets.
So that's our starting point.
Okay. So are you Jim? Or are you the other guy?
I'm Jim.
Yeah, okay, you're Jim. Right.
And so then it goes back in time. It goes forward. We see what happens. We see his daily life on the streets. We meet his mother. So there's only two of us playing all the characters.
Wow.
So we slip in and out of character. There's no wigs. There's no costumes. It's very straight up storytelling. It's very exciting. I mean, we've had great crowds. I mean, even the other night we heard somebody, you can hear everything and hear knives and forks and plates. And then somebody just gasped out loud. And I went, oh, that's great. When that happens.
You love that. Did anybody capture that on camera?
It's great.
We'd love that for social media. If you hand me a script, there is not a hope in hell that I'm going to remember what's on it, because I just talk whatever off the top of my head. How on earth do you remember lines? Is it a skill?
I think it is. I mean, I have a very good memory, and I work an awful lot in schools as well. So when I go into a class of 25 students, within half an hour, I know all their names.
Do you?
Yeah, I can do that. I suppose it's slightly photographic memory. I can kind of see the page. I know when I'm turning over a page in my head. And then it's repetition, then it's just learning it.
So when you were in school, it must have been easy for you, was it?
Well, I was able to learn off stuff, but
yeah, whether you understood it or not is another thing.
When I was 8 or 9, I was that old Christmas poem, the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, the big long one.
Yeah.
When I was 8, I think I learned it off. So I was the child they brought into all the classrooms. Look what this guy can do. So I'd stand up and go, 'Twas the night before Christmas. And
we can always trust. We're doing a nativity. We can always trust Alan
to bring me down to the school down the road and say, wait and see what this guy can do. And I could just go, 'Twas the night before Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring. It's still in my head.
And has that rubbed off on your own children?
No, thank God. No. they're not actors or in that world at all.
They're not. You know. So the preview's already happened. You're going to be running this until the 24th of May.
Till the 24th.
Yeah.
And it's every night. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's a great fun night out. It's a really good piece of storytelling. Lovely piece of new writing, which you've got to support.
Yeah.
In a fantastic space. Rex Ryan has set up the Glass Mass Theatre. And, you know, it's just important to get people out to see. I mean, last Saturday there was so little theatre going on in Dublin. I think we were only one of three shows. There was only 6 actors on stage in theatre in Dublin City Centre last Saturday.
Do you know what? It's funny as well, Alan. People think, oh, they go on a night out. Oh, what? Oh, sick of going to whatever, doing the usual. You rarely think of, do you know what? Instead of going to the cinema or something, why don't we go see a show?
You can come to the Glass Mask and have a pint
and watch
the show.
Plug, plug, plug. And of course, Rex Ryan is a son of the late Jerry Ryan as well.
Indeed,
it was on his anniversary there recently.
Fantastic actor, and he's got a great setup there in himself and Meagla have the bestseller and the Glass Mask Theatre running really well. Great crowds, you know.
Great. So we'll have a look there. The website is glassmasktheatre.com. Alan, thanks so much for popping in to see us.
Cheers. Great fun talking to you.
See you.
Thank you.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.